The issue of sex trafficking in Arizona started receiving a lot of attention among the broader public earlier this year when the Valley hosted the Super Bowl. That started conversations about how to lessen demand and how to help underage people who were being exploited. Today in Phoenix, the Arizona Next Steps Summit was held to create and expand strategies for fighting trafficking. Linda Smith is the president and founder of Shared Hope International, which did extensive research on the subject in Arizona.
There is more activity here than most of the nation. Yes, trafficking is active here, but the law enforcement, the collaboration, the civil society have been very active here in trying to change laws, which they have, and trying to get those laws enforced. So we did, I guess you could say, a targeted research project, and we went and interviewed people in the judicial system, prosecutors, law enforcement, and child protective services to find out what their perception was of trafficking, but also to find out what they thought was working and what they thought we needed to do next. There is movement all over the state, and some of it started within the last 24 months, but there is a harmony happening in calling for justice now under the strengthened laws for those that would shop for the innocence of children in Arizona. That's the good part.
Okay. Yes, please tell us what some of the continuing challenges are.
Some of what we found were prosecutors concerned that they couldn't even get a jury because society, in general, is still looking at the girl as a prostitute, a criminal, and they look at the buyer as just kind of a, not a wise guy doing it, but just a guy. And if they sit there in the jury stand and they perceive the crime that way, you're not going to get 100% of the jury. So some of the prosecutors, some of the players said, we're just not sure we can get a jury. Others countered that and said, we think we can get a jury now. We think the public understand. And we think now we can start prosecuting more effectively. So what we found there was an emerging mindset, and it was all coming up from we don't know to we think we can, and in some cases, they are absolutely running additional stings, and they're going after the buyers, and they're assuring that there is a high risk in Arizona. What we want is people that come to Arizona to know clearly, or men, and 99% of our research shows us the buyers are 99% men. We want them to go, we're terrified. We're not going into that area because if we happen to get a child, there's zero tolerance.
How much can Arizona do on its own, and how much does it need help from international, national organizations?
I don't think international and national organizations are the answer. I think it is Arizona. We've analyzed Arizona's law now for 5 years and done a report card on it. It went from a very low grade, I think we started with a D, to a B. That's the action of people here. That's when we literally work together to inform our legislators. The prosecution is elected locally. The prosecutors are elected locally. The police are all local. 95% of the law enforcement in the United States is done by local jurisdictions. It isn't done by the federal government. The federal law is strong, but the reality is we here, that are just pretty ordinary people, we are the ones that make the difference.
Linda Smith, president and founder of Shared Hope International.